All right, everybody, I'm here with Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, JB.
JB. Nice pause there.
Yeah.
It's a good friend of mine. We've been on the softball team together, stuff like that.
Yeah, for a little while. Yeah, softball.
Yep. Yeah, it was a shame. I probably didn't tell you, but I was actually injured, too. I missed the tournament this year.
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, I had a twisted ankle. Playing volleyball, which I've actually been meaning to see if you want to play volleyball with us. I didn't know if you'd be interested.
Volleyball? Like on sand? Or?
No, on a court.
On a court?
On a court. Yeah, okay. Because they have like a winter type league. It starts in February, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know. Depending on how your injury is, because I know you're getting over that hip flexor. Yeah. Well, they have open courts on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Okay.
There was this tall, huge dude on the other side of the net. And it's just open court. We're just playing around. You know, we were having fun.
Right.
But, so I'm up on the net, and they're about to set this guy. They set. He comes up to spike, and you're supposed to jump about a half a second after he does. That way you're up at
the
top of your jump while he's trying to spike. That way you can have a chance of maybe blocking it or deflecting it or something. So I go up there, up to the net, and I jump up, and I didn't get the block. The guy's way taller than me, and I'm white, and I can't jump with this shit. So I jump up there, and I didn't get anything. The problem is the guy lands. And he has feet. I mean, he could go skiing without skis. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got some big fucking feet.
Yeah.
So his foot hop right over the line. So when I come down,
landed on his foot?
Yeah, I landed on his foot, and all I can remember is just lying there.
Oh,
just the pain, dude. Okay. Oh, yeah. And it had me messed up for a while. Like, I was having a hard time walking. And it started getting better, So I went out there. Because normally, you know, I play outfield, and, you know, you have to do a lot of running when you play outfield and softball, which I usually don't mind, you know.
Right.
I am getting a little older, but I can still wheel it a little bit.
I mean, compared to everyone else on the team, come on.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, some of the other people carrying around a little extra poundage, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I really can't talk in those terms either.
Well, you just got a bigger stature than me. You know, I'm just naturally a scrawny guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm just a fat guy.
I wouldn't call you a fat guy, though.
The Army calls me fat. No one else calls me fat, but the Army does call me fat.
Oh, well, they're very...
awkward. I guess they can get away with it, though. Sexy in my uniform. I look very good in my uniform.
Sexy and you know it?
Yes, exactly.
My son loves that song.
And I know it.
He'll dance to that song. Okay. I'll turn it on. Like, he'll be in the other room or... around his little play area.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll kick that song in the home theater system, you know, and he'll come running around the corner and he'll stop and
he'll start.
Shake his butt and clap his hands. He's 15 months old.
Has he seen the video, though? Would you let him
see? Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll like YouTube it or whatever, throw it up on the screen.
So he knows what they do.
Usually
in the video.
It's just the song, though. Oh. But sometimes, yeah, I have put the video up there. That way he can, you know, put two and two.
Your 15 month old son.
Yeah. Oh, man, he loves it. Yeah. He's going to be just like daddy, you know.
Poor kid.
I can dance okay for a white guy.
I can also dance okay for a white guy, but you guys don't know this. I'm not a white guy.
For a white guy standards, you dance pretty good.
However,
however,
I happen to be an African American.
What were we talking about anyway? Were we talking about something?
We were going.
I think right.
Going to mention that I'm a softball with softball. Injuries.
Yeah, I twisted my ankle and I got out there and it was feeling better, so I thought I'd go try it.
Right.
And everything was going fine. A ball was bouncing to me. I run up on it. I grab it, and as I'm throwing to second, which turned out to be a great throw, I tweaked my ankle just a little bit, and then I was done.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, I can't go anymore. So you really have to watch it.
Yeah. Getting up there. I've been wanting to I've always been trying to be careful, and now with my new career plans, I'm really going to be careful. I'd always been so set on staying 20 years in the military. Now that I've decided I'm actually going to ETS, I'm going to get out of the Army.
Are you?
And I'm going to, I guess we didn't really establish that I'm in the Army.
Well, yeah, we haven't. Yeah. Kevin is currently in the United States Army. Hooah.
Sorry if that's awkward for you, Marine.
Hoorah. Yeah, I'm like...
But who the fuck if, are you if, talking if, about? If it makes, I don't say Hua unless I'm like forced to.
Yeah, unless I.
Yeah. It's not. It's
well, I never said Hoorah while I was in the Marine Corps. I was in aviation.
Okay.
And you know, I loved the job and everything, but it still came with bullshit.
Of course.
You
know, yeah.
You got some jackass that doesn't know the job as well as you. And you mentioned that a little bit before, yeah. Like the guy just couldn't happen to carry the tune but as good as you could, I think.
Right.
But he happened to outrank you.
Right, because I'm in an army band. Oh, okay,
yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
That guy. He doesn't outrank me anymore.
Really?
Because when he was...
Did he get busted or did you get promoted?
I got promoted because he... I think we're talking about a particular... he's older than I am.
Right,
he
right,
was
right.
In the first Gulf War. When I was, before I was in kindergarten.
He's a salty dog.
So when we met, I was an E3, I was a private first class, and he was a specialist E4. And then just after I got promoted to specialist, he got promoted to corporal, so that's a lateral promotion for us. Same pay grade.
Right, see, E4, but he's now a non-commissioned officer.
Now he's a non-commissioned officer, and his words, he was appointed over me already, but... he was a non-commissioned officer.
Like he was in charge of the section or whatever.
Yes. But then I never was promoted to corporal. I was promoted to sergeant.
So now, okay. Now he went from E4 to E5.
E4 to E5.
Yeah.
So now I outrank him. And there's no awkwardness. And actually, he's so much better. He's much better now as a singer. I'm in an army band. We should establish that too, right?
Right.
I'm in an army. I'm a vocalist.
So he's improved.
Yes. His vocals have improved. A lot. We did have a little issue, although, a little while ago. I was so mad because I trust him so much because of his age and experience. He lied to me.
I felt
like betrayed. Why do you want to lie to me? What did I do to you? There was a song, you know the song, Old Time Rock and Roll, Bob Seger? Take those old records off the shelf.
Right.
He was supposed to sing that song.
Okay.
Now, the first time we performed that song,
yeah,
we sang it with him and then three people singing backup.
Okay.
So, in his mind, he's thinking that the song is supposed to have backup, background singers.
Okay.
We didn't tell him. We only had the background singers because he needed the background singers.
Oh.
The song doesn't need any background singers.
He needs the background singers.
He needed them. But since then, he had improved where he didn't need them.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't know that.
He cleaned it up a little.
Yeah, he had just developed the sound. And also, the version that the band played is significantly different. The key is very different. It's about a fourth or maybe even a tritone different.
You've written in waters I've never swam in. Just
sorry.
So you know, I'm not musically inclined.
Okay.
but no, that's fine. That's fine.
Just, how do I say this? It's different. It's different. It's a different key. It's significantly lower, which it makes it better for, you know, because we're all mortals.
Well, it changes. It changes, yeah, how you try to project it with your voice.
Yeah. The song is very high, and so it's comfortable to sing. Doesn't sound right for the song, but for someone to sing, it's more comfortable.
Right.
But anyway, he couldn't get the new key in his head. That was why it was the biggest issue he had. But now he's improved, and he said that our sergeant major, our enlisted leader of the band. He said that the sergeant major told me to come sing backups for him. I go ask the sergeant major because something sounds wrong.
Oh.
Because this guy who's lying to me.
Well, it sounds like he lied because of his own insecurities and he was, you know.
No, that's okay. If he had.
But he was afraid to admit
I guess
that he had that insecurity.
Later, I'm thinking maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
If he had told me.
Usually that'll lead people to
lying,
but. I think it's easier to forgive someone for that once you understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, still, you shouldn't,
it
is kind of tough when somebody just lies to you like
that. I do wish he just told me. If he wanted help, I probably would have done that. Now, the situation with that gig was I didn't have anything else to do in that gig.
Yeah.
So, and it was a two-hour trip on a Friday.
Yeah.
He was asking me, he wanted me to make this trip, like, and to come back, like, 10 or 11 o'clock on a Friday night. Delay the start of my weekend to sing backups on one song, which I would have done for him. If he had said he really wanted me to do it, I would have done it for him. But he didn't. He lied to me and said our sergeant major said to do it. And our sergeant major didn't say to do it. Her sergeant major said, I can do it if I want to. Now it's my decision.
Oh, it's your decision.
And so Sergeant Major said, I can do what I want. So now it's my decision.
That always does irritate me. I don't want to do it. Let's say that I've had this situation before. Like, you know, I've worked overseas a lot. I was an aircraft technician, and I've worked in a lot of field sites. And usually the main boss isn't around. You know, there's someone else who, like, passes messages. Like, there happened to be this guy that he wasn't my boss, but he was the one keeping, you know, records straight, documents, and he was the point of contact for our supervisor to let him know what was going on and everything. So anytime that he wanted something, he would say, oh, John said to do this. Though I know it's bullshit because I knew our boss better than he did.
Right.
Basically. And at the time, I probably didn't get handed that because I was a little bit younger. This guy was, you know, in his upper 40s, you know, and was a little older, more experienced. But he was a douchebag, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Just because you're older doesn't mean you don't you know, suck. It doesn't mean you're a dick. But I knew that he was bullshitting me, and because I just knew how the guy was. But I hate it when people do that. They use someone else's rank to get what they want. You know, they said, oh, shitty, but the boss said to do this. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that's, you know, had that same thing happen to them. You know, it's quite a phenomenon. Yeah. Really.
Part of the reason I felt, seriously, like, I was hurt that he would do this to me because he was... we had already been
you had a level of trust, right?
Yeah,
because you had built a level of trust.
We'd already been working together for about a year and a half before I got promoted to E5 while he was in E4.
Yeah.
So yeah, and we had been working together that whole time, and I felt like I was kind of like raised by uncle. You know, that's how I feel with him. He's the old dog that learned a new trick.
Right.
That's him.
Right.
And
right.
He was in charge of me for a while.
Right.
And he never had a problem with me. I mean, that was my doing. I made sure he never had a problem with me.
Yeah.
He needed, if his orders came down, it was done, no problem. And for the most part, now that it's swapped, I don't have a problem with him now. But there was just that one issue. Mm-hmm. I think you brought him up, which is why it reminded me of him.
Oh yeah.
No, but not my.
I brought him up.
My issue with him. This will change the subject. Is what he does, like, professionally. We're good.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like his private life because there was one time I was watching a video of what the other day, you know, Christopher Hitchens, you know, he passed away. Do you know who that is?
Christopher Hitchens.
He's an author, English born American citizen. I think he passed away on Friday. And he is a very outspoken atheist. He has several books.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching a video of him on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, everybody, if my studio is attached to my home, so you might hear my son in the background, but hey, you gotta love him, right?
Of course.
He's got the right to cry if he's pissed off about something.
With those cheeks? Are you kidding me?
Well, he is adorable. Yeah. I don't know how I pulled it off, but that kid is adorable.
Yeah.
And I think my wife had a lot to do with that, thank goodness.
He looks like his mother. Just
thank God.
Yeah,
right? Thank God. Oh, God. I'm probably not the ugliest person on earth, but I'm not the handsomest either. Mm-hmm. But let's see. Well, he's really going at it too.
Yeah.
I think the nanny really pissed him off.
I guess. Oh, but that guy, I was watching the video, and he was like, he was telling me that I needed to go to church.
Oh no!
I've heard that before, and that's bad enough. This man, he happens to be married, and he has sex with men outside of his relationship. Even that much I don't care about.
So he's got the cover up marriage?
I'm not sure exactly. He is married.
He's married.
And I don't know if he's got maybe
to a woman?
To a woman.
Okay.
The army recognizes it. I don't know if they have some kind of arrangement.
Paperwork arrangement.
Yeah. Cause he outside of the army, he makes a significant amount of money where he doesn't actually need the army paycheck.
I gotcha.
But it's just a personal thing. He's been in and out several times.
Mm.
So he just wants to finish it.
Yeah. And for people who might not be that familiar with it, there is a big thing in the military wide that people have, like, set up marriages for the benefits and stuff like that. Well, I mean,
I thought about doing it myself.
It happens in civilian life as well quite a bit, you know. But I know when I was in the military, I knew actually a good amount of people that married each other, but just platonically, you know, completely platonic, but were married for, you know, different housing benefits and whatever. So, yeah, it happens all the time. So you're thinking this guy has that arrangement possibly, maybe?
Honestly, I think that he doesn't have that arrangement. I think that he lies to his wife.
Cover-up.
It's possible that she knows, but he certainly lies to everyone else.
So is it your belief? Is it your belief that he is a Christian man?
Yes.
And has a token wife to get the dogs off the scent, you might say?
Honestly,
he's hiding that he's gay, maybe?
Yes. Now, I don't know if he's hiding it from his wife. That's the one thing. But he is hiding it.
How could you not? I mean, what woman would want to, unless she is just the butt ugliest thing you've ever seen?
Well,
is she pretty busted?
Yeah.
So you've seen her or seen a picture or something?
I've seen her. I've met her.
Oh, you've met her.
I've met her. Mm-hmm. She's one of those people, every time I see her, she looks like she's smelling shit. You know, like, you've seen them. Like, goddamn, I just said hi. Like, that's all I said.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh.
That's she's one of those.
Kind of stuck up?
Yeah.
Oh. Kinda stuck up people.
But the reason that I wouldn't be surprised if she knew, I haven't talked to her, I'm not going to talk to her about it, is because of the amount of money that he makes, he can, you know, he can take care of somebody, and he gets more money for being married to her.
But now, you know for a fact, let me make sure here, you know for a fact that he is seeing men outside of his marriage?
Yeah, he has at least had sex, and this is so gross, he and I have had sex with the same man.
Oh! Oh, surprise.
Folks. Oh, yeah.
My guest, Kevin, he is homosexual.
Yes.
Well, that's a good segue, actually, because actually recently, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed over the military.
Yes.
And so, what thoughts do you have on it? I mean, has it changed how open you are about the subject with your coworkers? Has it changed it, or is it kind of the same and nobody cared before? Or, I mean, how is it? Has it really changed anything for you?
For me, as far as how I behave at work, it has not changed anything. And it's made me actually kind of cherish my privacy more. I'm very glad. I think this is something, it was the right thing. It had to happen. That now I've got protection. Yeah. That I, you know, I can't be processed out of the military for being gay. I need to finish under honorable.
Well, let's put it this way. Let's face the facts here. Let's say that you worked at a large company, just on the economy, in the United States. Then your boss found out that you were homosexual and therefore fired you. You would be suing him for, you know, you would be able to, and rightfully so, sue him. I mean, for your job back, and you know, slander or whatever, wrongful
termination.
That is fact. So,
well, state by state,
how
possibly
is it a state?
I mean, those are mostly state laws, but I mean, you're right. I'm just saying, it would depend on the state what you could go for, but yeah, it could carry on.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, you could sue them, and you would. Of course, you'd figure out what everything that you could do.
Well, you see where I'm going with this, though. I mean, if that can happen in the private sector, well, how in the world can the federal government, who you work for right now, the federal government,
they pay me,
how could it have been that way before? I mean, they basically went halfway with it, you know, before.
Right.
Because I think the stipulation earlier was that, you know, no homosexuals whatsoever in the military,
whatsoever.
You know, so they just said, don't ask, don't tell, which is like, you know, just turning a blind eye to it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if you did say, I mean, you had to hide who you actually were to keep your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you...
Right. And I think when it came about, it was better. I don't think it was a bad policy when it came out, because when it came about, it was better.
It was a step in the right direction, at least.
Yes.
At the time.
And it was in 1993 when Bill Clinton was in office. And
I remember
exactly it. Like you said, it was a step in the right direction. Oh, I guess I'm not quite. I remember. I don't remember. I was born in 1987, so I wasn't thinking about what that.
He's
meant.
A youngin'.
Yeah, but it's it wasn't terrible. But now we are to the point where we can handle it. As far as the gay people in the military, I know several. I don't think it's changed how they behave at work. I have known several people who wanted to come out to their coworkers. That's something I still haven't done, and I don't actually plan to. And I've just
what's your comfort level? You know,
I'm not ashamed of anything that I do.
Right.
But I'm very passionate about my job. I'm a vocalist in an army band, and my job is music, and I take it very seriously. And I can't have we do lots of trips, but we tours and TDYs, temporary duties. We go places, and we're on little vans and buses, and we do a lot of changing in front of people, which isn't unique to the band. But you know, I get got to be in my underwear or around these people, and they gotta be with their underwear around me, and I don't want them thinking about, oh God, Kevin's gay, and I don't want to change in front of him.
Oh, he's checking out my bulge.
Yeah, he's checking me out when
he's he likes my whitey tighties.
Because I need them to perform.
Yeah.
Because it's
not like, be worried about something else.
Yeah, and not be worried because in
I think that was the whole argument about the don't ask, don't tell.
You're right.
Because most of the force will be straight, and no matter how much you try to make people comfortable with stuff or how much they understand, you're still going to have the people that don't understand it and don't care to and kind of have their mind closed to that type of thing, and it's going to cause problems.
Yeah.
You know, and I can certainly understand that, but still, the way it was, it really was against human rights, in my opinion.
Right. No, it needed to go away. It was the right thing at the right time, and now we have moved past it.
Well, society did need to progress further. Mm-hmm. I think, it really, sometimes it depends on how far society has progressed. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to talk about gay marriage, if two people want to marry, now this is state level, but still, if they want to marry, they should have that option. I mean, you have, Kim Kardashian getting married to whoever the hell she wants for her show.
70-something days to their marriage?
72, 75, I don't know. I happen to see it on Yahoo. I mean, right. I don't care about her. I mean, let's face it, she's smoking hot. Of course, I'm straight, everybody. She's smoking hot, But, can you imagine that drama, though? And but you got someone like that taking this marriage thing and making it look like a farce.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't, let's say you and someone else really do fall in love, and so what if the marriage would involve four balls?
Mm-hmm.
Should that matter?
It shouldn't matter.
Shouldn't matter.
Also, I mean, in my life, like, okay, you're married, and nothing I do determines anything in your marriage determines what your marriage means to you.
Right.
And your marriage, I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. Like, that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. You're not vested in my marriage.
I'm not. Yeah.
I wouldn't be vested in your future marriage. Because you are, guys, he's single, by the way.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. I had a point. I hate it when you have a point in your head.
Yes.
You tried to go back and get it. It's like, oh, wait, we started talking about other shit.
With the don't ask, don't tell. I think some people will take longer to come around than others. But for the most part, like, I haven't... because I decide I want to work at work and go home and play. Because I already live and work with the same people.
You keep it separated. You have a divider up.
I want that. And I want to have my other friends. I'm friendly with everyone in my job. Right. There is another, the three homosexuals in my job. The one, the old guy from the first Gulf War.
Right.
And then me. And then we have another guy that is the common guy that me and I, the corporal, and I have both.
Oh, had sex with him. The triangle.
Yeah, the triangle.
He's the tip of the triangle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. Oh, it's so gross. It's so gross. It's disgusting. But now he is. Now he's much younger. Like I'm 24. Uh-huh. The other guy was the corporal is 41.
Well, he's got to be up there because I mean you were saying he was in the first Gulf War. Yeah. So he was a young lad at the time.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm 24. And this other guy, he's 19. He's like he's one of those 19 going on 14 type of guys. I'm sure you served with them. He's just immature.
Yeah, very immature, yes.
And he has a problem with... And he's another guy who, when we met, he was an E4 and I was an E3. Still an E4. And now I'm an E5. And I think he just has a bad attitude about a lot of things separate from that. And he has this in his head one that he thinks everything's supposed to be fair. And he gets mad when things aren't fair. Like someone told him life was going to be fair. Right. Somebody lied to him, I guess.
I got a little problem with that, too. I do, like, I'll see something unfair, and I'll kind of bitch about it. But, you know, I do have a realization that, hey, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
It isn't actually going to be fair sometimes. Yeah.
But you know what? I think that's what part of it that made me want to start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Beast in Your Head. Well, let's face it, we all have our opinions, and every once in a while, it is good to let those opinions out, you know, and not have to worry so much about someone just sitting there wanting to argue with you simply because they don't happen to agree with that specific point, you know. But I think open dialogue is very important. I think things like that open other people's minds,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, I mean, if I were to say... something, let's say that you said something about you were agnostic or
atheist. Yes.
Let's say, but I'm not, but let's just say that I was a devout Christian and I thought you being homosexual was against my beliefs and I thought you were a sinner and I would, you know, say, oh, I'm going to pray for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, you don't go to hell, you know, but we probably could do it if we did it in a respectful way and realize that though they don't agree with me, you know, they have their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about it. We'll bounce mm-hmm. it off of each other, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand your lifestyle. You know, I'm straight, so I'm wired the way the masses are when it comes to sexuality, mostly.
Right.
You know, and you happen to be wired a different way.
Mostly.
Mostly? Mostly. Well, not even straight people are wired the exact same way sexually, what I mean.
Of course, yeah.
You know, so what if I like a dildo up my ass ever so often?
That, hey, do what makes you happy.
As long as I'm in the room with a woman, it's not gay.
Because I tell you what, I don't like a dildo up my ass. but as you're talking about, like, the you know, like, if, say, we're atheist and Christian, I'm sure both of us and anyone listening have met plenty of people who are very devoutly and openly...
Tim Tebow-y.
Yes, Tim Tebow-y. Tim Tebow-y.
Tim Tebow-y.
That bugs me to know, and he's using some fame to spread that.
Yeah.
Now, also, I know atheists who are, who want to be kind of that Christopher Hitchens, Richard Dawkins, you know, Dan Denon type person, like one of those four horsemen. Sam Harrison was the other guy. And they want to be just as loud about their atheism. I am perfectly prepared to defend my opinion about how you know, I just basically...
But you don't have a bullhorn. Sham it down someone's throat.
Right. In the same way, and I would like to not have it shoved down my throat.
Absolutely.
I find that, I mean, for the most part, my experiences with Christians, but I mean, it would apply to all religions. I don't usually get bombarded with that. And I don't want to be really loud about my beliefs because I know it offends people. I don't care that much. But as I said before, like, right. I'm not going to come out because I need to work with these people. I'm more interested in this clarinet player playing the clarinet because I have to sing. And I don't need them thinking about, oh, this faggot in front of me gets the spotlight, and I'm gonna mess up my part and make him sound bad. I need I need them. They need me.
He saw my winky.
These people. Oh, okay. Okay. Dude, we have UAs.
Do you have a story?
Yeah, we have. We do the UAs now. And of course, since I got promoted, now I'm an NCO, a non-commissioned officer. Mm. So when they do the UAs, your analysis, now they need
a... Oh, your analysis. UA.
Your analysis. Now they need an NCO. Are you a cock watcher? Observer. Yes.
Oh, God, no. I was one of those, too.
Oh, God. Okay.
I had to be one of those for my squadron when I was in.
Because nothing... Because I... Okay. Yes. I am a homosexual, and I like some men. I don't, first of all, I don't like all men. I mean, just that you don't like all women. And right. There are, you can count on one hand the things that a man can do that make him less sexy than when he is urinating.
So that's not a sexy thing.
I don't want to see.
Hold on, let me write that down. I want to make sure that I take proper notes here.
So if you're ever scared,
if you're into someone, try not to urinate in front of them.
Yes. And if there's a gay guy coming on to you, well, no, I suppose some, I guess if it's R. Kelly.
Wait. So you're going to say,
some dudes
I'll piss on you. Okay, so what you're saying is, if a gay guy's coming on to me, I should whip my dick out. Would be the first step, unfortunately. And then pee.
Now get to be quick. You got to be quick now. Because if you're too slow, he'll get you.
He's like, oh, hell yeah.
And then it spreads. That's how it spreads, actually.
Oh, the gay infection.
In case you didn't know, it's contagious.
Okay.
You'd catch it at that point.
I tell you, we got to stop playing footsie underneath the desk here. Look, because we're facing each other.
We're sitting here talking about
homosexuality. And I'm a straight guy, and I've got to protect myself, you know, because I don't want Kevin jumping over the desk at me here. So I don't want to be playing footsie and give you the wrong signals, Kevin.
Shit. All right, whatever. Oh, sorry, a little shit. Blackness fell out. Sorry. Improper. I don't do that. No.
My goodness. Well, that's so funny, too, because you see black comedians. Oh, I don't think we've told people that you are African American.
Yes,
as well.
I am. Yes.
Yeah, but you're
I'm mixed
kind of a half and half.
I'm like half black and half white. And you can't tell by the sound of my pretty white voice, but I was actually raised by the black side of my family.
Oh, is that right?
I'm only acquainted with my father and a few people on that side of the family, but I don't actually know him. He didn't raise me.
So your father was white?
Yes.
Hey, one for the white guys.
Yeah. He the black actually, girl. All his wives were black. He likes black women.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like black women.
You don't like... Oh, well, duh. No shit, Kevin. You don't like black women.
He gets it.
That's a good one.
He gets it. Finally, he gets it. It's okay. There's hope.
But, that's very sexist of
you. Yeah. And it's kind of like, it's funny how lots of people don't know their fathers, and their fathers have just gone wherever.
I found I connected with mine later. You know, I had had a guy that, I'll tell you right now, I've got mommy issues.
Okay.
Because my mom was not in the right state of mind, and probably still isn't, to be, you know, a very nurturing and open mother to someone.
Okay.
You know, she has great qualities, but she also has some really, really negative ones that, you know, had my mind fucked for a while.
Okay.
Like, it took me a long time to get confidence in myself. You know, because for the longest time, I just thought I was a fucking idiot, you know, and I couldn't accomplish anything. But it's because of the things that she would say to me. She abused me verbally a lot, you know, and I saw it, like I got away from it and I saw it to my little brother and her stepkids, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, stepchild, like her husband's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right? Stepkids?
Stepkids.
That's right.
Her stepkids.
Yeah, her stepkids. Yeah. And I would see how they would treat them, and it would just hurt me. And I spoke up to her finally one time, and she's like, well, just get the fuck out. And I was like, no, listen. I've been putting up with this, you know, ever since I was a little kid. You know, you can't talk that way to people. I mean, if you can't communicate better than that, you just need to shut the fuck up. And I was proud of myself. I finally stood up to my mom. You know, I was probably 26 at the time.
Wow, okay, yeah.
You know, it took me that long to stand up to her and be a fucking man about it, you know. And Oh god, we're getting off course here again. So well, what were we talking
there's
about?
No wrong answer, is there?
No, I guess not. But I was telling it for a reason, like, oh, I've got mommy issues or whatever. But why was I saying I had mommy issues?
Well, we start talking about my father.
Yes.
I was mixed, and I talked about my father.
You got me back on black track. Because he doesn't like black women. That's a good one. I still like that. damn, I lost it again.
Okay.
Wait. No. Okay, so this new guy came into our lives, and it was when I was still very young. So, you know, when you're at a certain age and you're still very young, you don't have very clear memories. So if someone new is introduced, they could easily fill that void, and then your truth is they were there the whole time.
Right.
Very easily can be done. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm very young. This guy comes into my life, and not that I don't appreciate that. A man stepping up and being someone's father is one of the greatest things in this world. It helps, you know, it helped me out and helped me grow, you know, into who I am. It's one of those steps that I took. But the negative that he did is that my real father, my biological father, he would send me Christmas presents and try to come to the house, or his mother would try to come to the house, like my grandmother would try to come to the house, and he would take toys and throw them in the yard, say, get the fuck out of here. Don't come in our fucking lives. And my mother wouldn't do anything about it. She would play along. She would, you know, play along with his antics and let him be whomever he wanted to be, and not stand up for me. I mean, anybody deserves to know their father. I mean, yeah, I guess depending on, unless they're unsafe, you know, if there's something wrong with them. But there's nothing wrong with my dad, you know, besides distance, because I was living in Tennessee and he was from Illinois, you know, up in Chicago. It wasn't until later that I found out that I even had a biological father. I mean, I didn't know. The first time I ever met my biological father, I was 16 years old.
Okay.
And my parents, the man who adopted me and my mom, by the way, they adopted me without telling the guy. I mean, so I got a lot of pent-up issues about that. That's fucked up. Hey, if you're out there right now and the guy is making an effort to know his son, don't be a cunt about it. Seriously, don't be a cunt about it. If the guy's like, no, you call me dad. No, that's a comfort thing. No, you just can't do that. Oh, call me dad. This other guy doesn't exist. If you do that, unless you're protecting them for something very bad, like they're a child molester or a fucking killer or some shit, you know, unless you're doing that, you're fucked up. And you need to be slapped upside your fucking head, because I mean it has some negative effects on me. But it seems like when I have negative effects against me, I grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've turned out pretty good. I mean, depending on who you ask.
I think so far you look like you're doing very well for yourself. You're not in jail.
I'm not in jail. You know, I'm not gay. Oh, sorry, my bad, Kevin.
But that bugs me to no end. You have a father who's trying to, like, my father didn't give a fuck. But
that's my point.
You know, like,
that's my point.
You had some one people that did, and you exactly. had no, and you was.
Can you imagine how hard it'd be if you had a child or someone that you really cared about, and you tried to reach out to them, but the people who were handling them and had direct control of them kept knocking you away? I mean, I'm disappointed that he gave up, because he said that he finally gave up because it tore him up. He had to give up on me so that he could get on with his life. So I've got a sister. And so my biological dad and his wife have a daughter, and he put all of his heart and soul into his daughter, you know, to make up for it. And since, you know, he's really tried to make things up with me, and he's been very apologetic, you know, and like every so often we'll be talking on the phone and he'll just apologize to me, you know. He's like, I'm sorry I wasn't there, you know. Because, and what is crazy is there's things that I really take after him. I do, because he did not raise me, but yet I am still like him. There's no denying that he's not my dad. I mean, he's the guy that gave me this big-ass nose.
Yeah.
Bastard. But he gave me a good heart, too. You know, so I appreciate that. You know, so, moms, take care of your kids, man.
Are you still in contact with you, with your biological mother? And I mean, as your that mother and the father, the men that raised you, are they still together?
No, they divorced. And actually, my the guy who adopted me, I stopped calling him dad because of the situation. You know, once you learn the truth,
Yeah, that's got to be something tough to deal with. Well, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate him for raising me, putting food on my plate, and all my clothes on my back. I do appreciate it, but the game they played. You know, they can go to hell.
That's a big anyway, lie.
Anyway, I was still deal. Trying to be close to him, but he did some time in jail. Mm-hmm. I was closer to his parents, and they both actually, within the last year, they both passed away. So that was kind of tough. The thing is that he passed away before they did. He was 47 when it happened. So, trust me, Kevin, you're a young man now, and I'm telling you guys out there, too, when you start getting into your 40s, you know, you got to really watch it, like with cholesterol, and what was it? He had a embolism in his head, and it burst, and he died.
Ooh.
But that's because he wasn't taking the proper pills and stuff. I mean, once you get into your 40s, you really do have to like periodically see a doctor, you know, to take care of your stuff. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry. I think Kevin's got a message or something.
My phone was going off, and I forgot to silence it.
Oh, that's okay.
All right.
Is that your black girl?
No, it's just a booty call. Anyway, this guy bugs. Okay,
are you getting a booty call during our show?
Right? Yeah, no, fuck him. No, I don't. I am.
Fuck him. You are.
No, I won't. Like, I mean, it's not going to happen. It's not that I wouldn't, but he's scared.
Too timid.
Like, okay, me and this guy, for like a week, we were just texting each other. Mm-hmm. We met online and we gave each other phone numbers and we were just texting. He is the most awesome person.
Aww.
Via text message.
Oh, one of those.
Now, when.
But then you met him
in person. Now all of a sudden you ain't got shit to say. And he just wants.
No, I hear you, man. I know what you're talking about. I've met chicks like that. You're talking to them online. You're shooting all kinds of mad fucking game. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. And then you meet him, it's just like.
Yeah. I mean, and we've hooked up a couple of times, and he just wants to hook up. Like, and I'm starting to grow very weary of that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm young and single, and I enjoy it.
You should. Because soon you're going to be like me. You're going to be tied down. And life's going to be fucking over. I love you, honey.
Yeah.
That was for my wife, Kevin. I don't want you to get confused.
I thought you were saying like a kind of like facetious, like sarcastic, I love you, to your wife.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In effigy?
But then I was just fucking with you. Analog.
Okay. I didn't actually think that you were saying it to me.
Right.
I didn't assume.
No. I was saying that, but the end of it was a joke.
Oh. For you. Okay.
So, no, that's for my wife. That's not for you, Kevin. You know, I was fucking with you.
I take everything so seriously. So people, people say, I forget that everything that is supposed to be about sex, and I don't, like, if I see something big and hard, I'm like, oh, it's big and hard. And I don't even think about it.
Did you just say that?
That
would make me laugh.
You can't make reference to the size, surface tension, or viscosity of anything.
Or the tensile strength.
It can't be big, small. It can't be hard. It can't be soft. Don't let it be crooked. God, don't let it be crooked. Because then, what is it? That's what she said.
It's a dick joke.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And then that's what she said.
Or that's what he said. Oh, I wanted to ask you, because actually, I found out that you were homosexual. You told me. Yes. I was giving you a ride home from a softball game.
Yes.
And then you mentioned, you saw someone coming out of the gymnasium that we were driving past, right?
I don't remember the situation.
Now you said, I know that guy. That's... one of your boss's sons, I believe, is what you said. I can't remember the rank. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay, we won't talk about that, but yeah.
There was someone that you were subordinate to, right?
His father, yes.
Well, this kid, he was, how old do you think?
18.
About 18. And you said...
He's 19, he'd be 19 now, yeah.
Yeah. And you said, I don't think his father knows that he's a fairy.
Oh, it's some, probably.
You said something like that, and you said, oh, yeah, he's definitely like a fairy, you know?
Because I know, because I've seen him out in the gay clubs and doing
things. Like, so you know, yeah.
I've been a witness. I've not actually done anything with him, but I've just been a witness. His father is one of those Bible-thumping people.
Roger.
And you see him on Facebook. He loves to put sermons on Facebook.
Oh God!
And I'm friends with him. It's more of a.
It's a toleration thing.
Yeah,
you know.
Because with these I'll say Christians, but I really applies to everyone. Even though I really don't believe, like, not only do I not believe what they believe, I think it's despicable. Like it's stupid to go to believe in God as an adult. I believe it's child abuse to take a child to indoctrinate a child into it. However, it happens and it's legal and there's nothing I can do about it. And these people are in my family and they're in my unit. I have to work with them. Mm-hmm. Some of them end up being my friends.
Yeah.
Now they're not really Christian. Like they'll say they're Christian, but then they hang out with me and I'm the guy they get drunk with and they tell all their horror stories.
and
whore,
these
not
people,
whore. Slut, I guess, you know, that'd be easier over the radio. Slut stories, but so I guess they're not really Christian.
Ambiguously sexual young ladies.
Yes, those are all women. Those are all women. They but yeah, that, you know, they say that they're, you know, these heavy Christians, and then but you know, Friday night they went swimming. They went dancing and. Hook up with guys.
Yeah.
And then they go to church on Sunday.
Where are you from?
I'm from the United States, California.
California, huh?
Riverside, about halfway between Los Angeles and San Diego.
Why Moreno didn't I Valley, go? Bitch. I used to live in Moreno Valley.
I know. People tell me
why. I served at Camp Pendleton.
Oh, okay.
You're from Riverside?
Yeah.
I love that town, dude.
Actually, okay. So if you
live Riverside and Temecula is pretty
that's,
hot, too.
If that's where it was. Temecula. If you knew, okay. I say Riverside because I'm thinking nobody knows Temecula. But if you know Temecula, that's where.
No, a lot of dirtback riders and shit come from Temecula.
Yeah,
we have Pechanga Casino out there.
Yeah, Pechanga's up there, yeah.
Yeah.
Wine Country and stuff. I went to Temecula
High
School.
Yeah, I mean, and some famous comics come through that place, too. I mean, it's a hot spot.
Yeah, big...
Considering, I mean, I'm from Cedar Grove, Tennessee. You've heard of it, right?
No.
Yeah, I would say I'm from Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say I'm from Memphis. Because I'm an hour and a half, like, east of Memphis.
Everyone does that.
Exactly.
Somebody,
but like, you didn't have Chicago to with me. I know Temecula.
Okay,
I didn't know that. Temecula?
Wow.
Well, how was it with, at least it was California a little bit. I mean, if you'd been where I was from, one, you're half black, and you're a homosexual. Shit.
That's strike one, strike two.
Strike two. Oh, God. Jesus is going to fuck you up.
Yeah. Like, don't step on a cracker. Or
Well, so I wanted to ask you, all right, when, as you were getting older and you know, you get into those weird, like, teenage years, and you're metamorphosizing into something you don't know, you don't fucking understand, you know. Like, I remember when I was younger, I was humping pillows, and you don't fucking know why.
I did too.
You don't know why.
Oh, it was so, now I'm thinking, that's gross. I put my head on the pillow.
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
I had this one chair. It was, like, made of fabric, but it was, like, had a zipper around it, had the foam square blocks stuffed in it, you know?
Okay.
So... I like, you know, that was like my favorite little thing to put my pee-pee in. You know, like one of the creases. Like, you do weird shit when you're young. You don't understand shit.
Oh, my God.
You don't know
God.
What you're doing.
Right.
You know, you're just like, well, I've got this urge to do this, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, during that weird fucking metamorphosis time of your life, when did it dawn on you that you might be homosexual? When it did compute properly in your head?
Honestly, it was before that. Like, I didn't know what it was called, or that other people necessarily didn't necessarily agree with.
But you realized it was different than how some other people thought.
That came later. I knew that I liked you know, boys at a very young age.
How old do you think? If you had to guesstimate,
I can remember having a crush on this other boy named James.
Mm-hmm. That's a sexy damn name.
Yeah, and he
can't blame you.
He was mad. He was James. James was a sexy little boy. Yeah. We were damn, 7 years old.
Whoa! Out of context completely. What? James was a sexy little boy.
We together. I mean, like I'm saying, I at the time, this is what I was thinking. Like
yeah.
He was, he he had long hair. Like, I had long hair too. He was he had, you know, nice skin, which what 7-year-old has pimples, you know. But I thought he was really cool, and he was really tough. He was a little bit smaller than me. He ran faster than me too, so mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to be like him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Emulated him some.
Yeah, there was a couple times I kind of pushed his buttons and got into physical fights.
Oh.
He
for the interaction.
He was mad at he was mad at me. I just wanted him to touch me. That's mm-hmm. like, and that was.
Well, no, you see that a lot too with younger people. They'll like poke fun at a girl or a boy because they happen to like them, but mm-hmm. there's kind of like nervous interest and they don't know what to do with it, but they want the attention but don't know how to get mm-hmm. it properly, you know.
Yeah.
So you really. Yeah.
I can't.
So you make fun of them or pull right. their hair or fuck yeah. with them somehow. Yeah.
I don't remember a specific time of like knowing that doesn't happen. Like most males prefer females. I don't remember like when exactly I understood that. I don't imagine it was terribly late in life because I did definitely tell my mother at the age of 10. And of course she said, you know, you're stupid. she said, first thing she said was, well, I said at the time to her, my exact words, if I can recall, I was 10, so it was a little while ago. I think I'm attracted to both genders, is what I said.
Okay.
Both. And then she said, first of all, you're my son and I love you. And then second thing she said, here, shut the fuck up. You're 10 years old. You don't know shit. Which, of course, is right. Now, I even though I said the right words-ish, now we'll have to clarify Holmes my sexuality. But even though I said the right words, I didn't know what I was talking about. Okay. It just so happens. Oh, now I'm an adult and I fuck men.
Was there ever interest in females? Did they ever interest you at any point, or did you just say that because you didn't understand how to express it, or like you understood it? I'm supposed to like girls, but I don't. You know, when you told your mom, because you said you liked both,
right? There had been a few girls. Like, I mean,
girls are sexy. I think, man. Of course, that's my natural desire.
Yeah.
You know,
I can be physical.
But they are prettier than men. I mean, they just, I don't know.
Ooh, this conversation would never end if we go down that road.
well, a lot of women will say that as well. Like, they just, of course, depending on the female, but they're, mm-hmm. they just are feminine, beautiful, you know. I'm just going off of what, like, a lot of society says as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And obviously, my own thought is, of course, they look better because you know, I'm attracted to them. So.
Right. I've been with a few women. My thing is, as far as now, I've never had a relationship, a serious relationship.
Okay.
I've had kind of.
But you've had run-ins.
Yeah. As far as with women, the way I categorize it, you know, in a couple different ways, I'm not scared to have sex with a woman.
Okay.
Vagina doesn't hurt.
Vagina.
It's warm, it's wet, and it does the job. Now there's also different as far as the physical feelings are exactly the same. Not exactly the same. As far as an orgasm,
You ever done anal with a girl?
I have never done anal with a girl.
Okay.
I've done anal with men, and men have done anal with me, mm-hmm. but I've never done anal with a girl. Most women that I have sex with, it's like a one-time thing. I think it's kind of like...
Well, there's not enough interest to make it go further, probably.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been living here.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a girlfriend. I told her I was gay, and she wasn't hearing it.
Oh.
She wanted to obtain citizenship to come to the United States.
It's a local girl.
Yes.
I see.
And so, which I don't have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't going to be my name. I wasn't going to do it. She was my friend. And she thought that she could fuck me into loving her.
Yeah.
And it wasn't happening. I never lied about it.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I'm not going to marry you. It's not that I'm not going to marry you. I'm not getting married.
It's like, listen, girl, yeah. First you're going to have to fuck him straight. Like, and then you have to fucking end up, like, marrying you.
Yeah.
So, dude, that's a steep hill to climb, girl.
Yeah. I was very comfortable with our, basically, our kind of like a friends with benefits type relationship.
Okay.
And then I guess she eventually got it, that it wasn't happening.
And well, they say that what do they call it? Like, when a straight guy thinks about gay sex or the possibility of it. Is there a term for that? There's a...
curious... people?
Yeah, bi-curious. So
bi-curious, okay.
Bi-curious?
Yeah. For the term, yeah.
Yeah, just to reference a term, yeah. I never really had those moments per se. The closest I ever came. came. Anyway, I was new in the Marine Corps, and I was out in Oceanside, California, which is right outside. You're from there. SoCal. So, me and my buddies, we were out on the town, and the driver of the car was intoxicated. And they'd been busting people down and, like, really harping on people come through the gate drunk, you know, because they would have busted him down, you know. So we actually pulled off into, like, this parking lot and just kicked back in his car, and he was going to sleep it off. Of course, I wasn't tired at all. So I said, well, I'm going to go over to the Circle K, which is like a little convenience store if some of you don't have Circle K. But, and because it was like diagonally, I had to cross another lot to get to it and then across the street. But I could see it from where I was.
Okay.
Basically. So I'm walking along in beautiful California because it kind of gets chilly, but never that bad. I'm walking along and I'm in this empty lot. Well, this red pickup, it's a small red pickup. Is coming down the road, and it's really quiet because it's like 2 in the morning, 3 mm-hmm. in the morning. And I'm just walking along, and the truck comes down the road that I'm about to have to cross. And then he pulls in, and it comes around into the parking lot and pulls up beside me. Says, hey, how you doing? What are you doing out here? You know, conversation started very normally.
Uh-oh, okay.
And I said, I'm the driver of the car, you know, we're out. I gave him the spiel. He's sleeping it off. He doesn't want to get a DUI, get in trouble.
You said this was a normal person? A normal person. As far as you knew, you didn't... It wasn't like a police officer talking to you?
Let me give you a little bit of background. I'm not going to tell you about the guy. You'll know as the story
progresses. Oh, sorry. Okay, okay.
You'll know about the person as the story progresses. But I will tell you this. This will be a good point. I was very young, and I'm from Tennessee. A young man from Tennessee... who doesn't understand the world completely yet, hasn't had things happen to him or, you know, understand how other people might see things or how other people might be or, you know, I've never been swindled or hoodooed or nothing has ever happened to me really. Because right. I'm from a small town. Everybody knows everybody. You know, this is my first kind of interaction because I just got done with training and gotten stationed in Camp Pendleton for training. So I was very naive, right. Very young, inexperienced. So the guy's talking to me, and I'm just sitting there talking back to him. Mm. Oh, yeah, you know, my buddy. You know, I probably still had an accent at the time, my redneck accent a little bit, which I still have if I talk to, like, family from home. My wife will make fun of me. But so he's just talking to me. He's like, oh, yeah, where are you going? So I'm going to head over to the Circle K, get me something to drink, and use the bathroom and basically kill time. He's like, oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Well, I know how you can kill time if you want. Have you ever been to that adult store that's right down the street? And I said, oh, yeah, I've been in there once. Yeah, I think I've been in there once. Me and some friends went in there, whatever. And this cop comes cruising by. You know, a cop car is coming, a patrol car, you know, just a... And he's like, oh, well, I'm going to take off. You take it easy. I was like, okay. So he takes off. I'm still not thinking anything. I walk across the street. They let me use their bathroom, and I bought me something to drink and a little snack, you know. And I'm coming back across the street. I'm coming back, and I'm heading for the car. And it's the same lot that I crossed before. You know, I'm backtracking now. The same little truck comes up and pulls up nearly in the same damn spot as before. And he's like, oh, so, yeah, sorry I had to take off on you like that. Yeah, so you still want to kill time? I mean, we can go over to that store or whatever. It's like, well, you know, I've already used the bathroom. I got me something to drink and eat. I'm I'm fine. I'm good.
You're still clueless.
Yeah, I'm still completely clueless. You know? And, but in this guy's head, he's like, oh, I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to suck his fucking cock. It's going to be great. You know? I don't know what he was thinking in his head, but he starts talking stuff like, so when's the last time you got that thing off? And this is the first time his hand came out of the vehicle and towards my stomach. And, you know, he kind of did this, like, flicking. He started at my belly button and flicked towards my crotch. You know, he didn't touch me because I backed up. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, so when's the last time you got that thing off? I'm like, what? He's like, well, okay. All I want to do is, why don't you jump in the truck? We'll go to a nice place that's nice and quiet. And I'll give you a blowjob. And if for some reason you don't like it or whatever, we'll stop. And that's the first time I ever had the thought in my head like, well, hell, it's a blowjob, right?
Right. You think about but
that,
it.
Yeah. You think man. About it. It's like, okay, this I'm getting offered a blowjob. But Then I just backed up and said, no, thank you. And I just kept walking. Mm-hmm. So that was my first experience with a gay person. So it's kind of that I knew of anyway.
Wow, but and you were how this old? Guy,
Oh, 18, like 19, 20 years old. I think okay. I was maybe 20 years old.
Okay.
Well, we had this fella named. Oh, shit. I just dropped his name. I'll bleep it out later. Anyway. I didn't mean to drop names. So that loud noise you heard from me. Yeah. Anyway, this fella, he was a nice kid, really good at basketball. He was on a basketball team.
Schmalen Schmepperson, right?
Yeah. So, and people always made fun of him because he did seem a little bit feminine. And they would make fun of him and call him gay, queer, faggot, all of this stuff. Which reminds me. But it still never clicked in my head that he was actually homosexual. And I really didn't realize it until... Let's see, I was somewhere a couple towns over from where I grew up with my Marine Corps recruiter. I was on an extra duty there to help him recruit people in the local area, you know, and I got to be home a little longer, so it was kind of nice. It was over the holidays, so it worked out good. You know, I just got out of boot camp. Mm-hmm. So we're meeting this young gentleman in a Hardee's or something. It's a fast food place. And we got the guy there. We're talking to him or whatever. And I go up to get extra ketchup or something like that because we had gotten food. Mm-hmm. Well, before I get up to the counter, this person walks in, clearly homosexual. I mean, he's one of the blingity-blingity fairy type. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how you would...
I understand what you're talking about.
Yes. He's one of those that, I mean, really flamboyant about it. Yes. You know, you're manlier. You're not as flamboyant that I can tell. Anyway, you know,
usually people have to talk to me for a few minutes before they figure it out. Yeah. I think you didn't know before I told you, and we had already known each other for a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, we had, but we hadn't been that close. You know, we played softball.
Right.
We saw each other at practice, that type of thing. But this, the first time that we really got into dialogue, which I appreciate, you seemed to trust me with information because you weren't telling everybody.
I didn't tell anyone else on that team.
Yeah, but... Somehow you felt you could trust me with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I never told anybody on the team either. That's your job, not mine.
Yeah. And I think it came up. And as I said before, I'm not ashamed of anything that I do.
Yeah. The subject matter came up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The subject came up. Yeah.
Well, actually, you brought it up.
Oh, yeah.
You brought up the subject matter.
Yeah. Cause,
and then what happened is I posed you the question because you're talking about this man probably not knowing that his son was a fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he's very flamboyant, I guess you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you, I posed the question to you, if you had a son and he was gay, how would you take him? Would you support him?
Right, now I remember
that. And I think I told you what I would do, right? And I think I said something like, well, I would still love him. I would support him. And he's like, well, you know, if that's who he wants to be with or that's how he is, then okay. I mean, he's my son. All right. Honestly, I probably would be a little let down. It's like, well, because you're looking into the future. You're not going to have that normal daughter-in-law with the grandkids. And so that kind of changes, obviously. So it's kind of a letdown. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't disown him or anything like that. And then I asked you what you would do. And that's when you told me, I think you informed me that you were actually homosexual yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how it came up. And there we went off on another damn tangent. And I lost where I was.
High school, your Marine recruiter, more time at home.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Phelan Flipperson comes in. He comes in. From Smorkin Smitty. He comes in the place, and he's got, like, little bracelets on. His fingernails are long. His hair is feathered back. And, I mean, he's screaming that I love penis, right? He's screaming it.
Right. Okay.
Not out okay. loud.
Now, can I... Let me
get the way he's dressed.
Picture. This is Tennessee circa 95?
This is Tennessee in... 96?
Okay.
97?
Okay, 97. Okay.
Early. Either late 96, early 96.
Okay, I'm not trying to date you, but I'm just trying to, like, figure out...
Yes, I'm older than you.
I'd like...
Go fuck off.
But I mean, you know, the attitude in that place.
Right. And you got to imagine how much of a strange sight it is for a small town in Tennessee. Right. You know, Hollywood or San Francisco, I mean, it probably is less a normal thing. No big deal.
But the transsexual hookers walking down the street.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. It's a bigger thing in some of those bigger cities or something like that. You got to think of a small town deep inside the Bible Belt.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's kind of interesting that way. So, you know, I'm like, so I say his name and he looks at me. He's like, oh, hey, Jason. Didn't say another word to me. I was going to converse with him, see how he was doing since high school, blah, 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 yada, yada, uh-huh. yada.
Oh, this was a few years after high school, okay.
Yeah, just because I waited, I had a gap there. And I think he moved on. Like, we went to middle school together and some of high school, but he didn't graduate with me. But we were in the same class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so apparently he had moved away, just not that far, just another county over or something. And he was working at Pizza Hut, you know, and he had his little visor on and his little shirt, but he had his little gay bling on, and, you know, his long fingernails, and he was very flamboyant, and all of his movements, I mean, his wrists were broke to hell, you know, looked like a little dinosaur. Anyway, well, you got to admit, flamboyant gay people are fucking hilarious. Did you ever watch Will and Grace? Those guys were hilarious and straight. Both of them were fucking straight. Will is straight. And
no, I thought Jack's character was actually...
Jack, the other guy? The supporting guy?
Yeah.
Is he actually gay?
I thought the actor was... Because
I thought he was...
Gay. I don't... Okay.
We're going to have to look it up. Okay. You look that up because I've got something on my screen here I want to talk about. Actually, Kevin, you looked that up. I can hold it. I have to pee, everyone, but I'll hold it. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that. Now I'm not as sexy to you. Because I talked about peeing.
Can I confess something to you, JB?
Sure, buddy.
I have never been attracted to you.
Oh.
I'm being so honest and serious with you. I've never been physically attracted to you.
That's horrible.
I've never thought, like, God, I want to fuck him so bad.
I was hoping we could hook up later.
I know you're torn.
I am torn.
But just like, on.
I'm heartbroken, Kevin.
I mean, you know, some people you meet and, wow, this is a good guy to talk to. And,
yeah, of course.
Wow, this guy sucks my dick really well, you know, and you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. And we're not on that plane.
And it's like, this. you're the talk to guy.
Yeah, of course. And that's why we're talking.
And I'm nothing more to you, I'm assuming.
Right.
Right.
I think we're flattening the sheets here.
Sorry.
Let's see. So you looked that up, and I wanted to bring up this thing. Now, I guess most religious beliefs, Christianity. Let's just go with Christianity right now. The biggest gripe with homosexuality is that they say that it's against God, and that they also have the belief that, you know, you choose to be gay. It's like, well, I want to be against God and choose to like men or a woman liking another woman, right, that type of thing. And I guess the way that I see it is that, well, how can it be really a choice? Like, do I make the choice that I am attracted to women? Not really. It's wired. I'm hardwired that way. You know, because I make the choice maybe what woman, you know, or...
Right.
How?
Of course, or how far you go, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I make that choice. And but when it comes to the sex that I'm attracted to, for me, it happens to be female. And that's also the way it is for animals. I mean, most animals, they're very instinctive. Mm-hmm. They don't have independent thought so much. So you wouldn't say that a flamingo would, in its mind, think, you know what? I choose to be gay. Mm. I don't choose to mate with other flamingos the proper way and have offspring. You know what? I choose to be gay. Screw God. I choose to be gay. You know, but you can't tell me that a flamingo has that much thought to decide to be gay.
Of course not.
But yet you see it in other portions of nature, you know, homosexuality. And I mean, it's been well documented.
Mm-hmm.
And they
I know this, yes.
Yeah, I saw one article that said in 99, a researcher discovered this. And 1999, as early as 1999, it really hadn't been documented before. It had been observed, but not really documented, mm-hmm. due to bias, because people's like, well, that's not possible because it's a choice, right? You know, but now that, you know, more society understands it and stuff like that. And I really do feel that you're wired that way. So therefore, I mean, you're born that way. Because at 10 years old, how are you going to make the decision that you're going to be gay? You're already having those feelings.
Yeah,
I remember when I was young, I was like, oh, that girl is so cute. I wish she could be my little girlfriend or whatever. I didn't understand it, but I was attracted to girls
mm-hmm.
at 10. So how at 10 years old can you make the decision, oh, I'm going to like girls, not guys?
Yeah.
You know, it's put into your head already.
Yes. Now, this as far as Will and Grace.
Okay, you got it.
Sean Hayes is the actor who played Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding here that it says that he came out in 2010. I thought I already knew that he was gay before that.
So, no way. Okay, so he played a gay guy on a show.
Yeah.
But didn't come out till that he was actually gay until 2010. The show had been canceled long before that, wasn't it?
Yeah, since 2005 the show ended.
Has it been that long?
But it's that's PerezHilton.com, so I don't know however.
She's got her own
Perez, not Paris, Perez.
Oh, Perez Hilton.
Perez.
Who is that?
A gay guy.
it's a guy.
Yeah. He wants to be.
Did I get a picture of the guy here?
A new. Oh, I'm from where? I think he's pretty ugly. I don't have a picture. I can get one. But something that was really funny. I'll have to show you this. Where's he at? There he is. Okay. Oh, born 19. Okay. Oh, that's his stage name. His name is Mario Armando.
Latino.
Lavanderia. Yeah. Yeah. Junior.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's two of them named that.
Okay, yeah.
So you got. Yeah, I've never seen him. I would have to guess that he's gay. Is he gay?
Yes, he is. And I guess so. I didn't know Perez Hilton is the character. I didn't know that. I thought that was just his.
You were speaking of stage names. It just made me think of this, and I didn't know this.
Being music.
It's just information you happen to gather.
Uh huh.
Yeah. You know who Michael Douglas is?
I know I've heard of him. Is that an actor? I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Michael Douglas. He's married to the hot Latina girl that's much younger than him. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Okay, yeah, Catherine
Zeta-Jones. Yeah. Her husband, her old, decrepit ass husband.
She is hot. I will say that. Oh my God, she's really hot.
Yeah. So she's married to him. And do you know who Michael Keaton is? Played the original Batman.
Okay. There we go, yeah.
His name is really Michael Douglas. He had to get a stage name of Michael Keaton because he didn't want to be another Michael Douglas. Because if you're looking for actors or whatever, you'll wind up with the wrong one and you might lose gigs or, you know, he wants his name to be well known. But if somebody else has already, you know, kind of grabbed that spot with that name, then you have to get another name.
Right.
It's crazy. Apparently, it happens all the time, like for young actors. They change their names if it's similar, or they try to make it sound better. Like Marilyn Monroe, she changed her name, obviously.
Everyone does that. Mm-hmm. You can look at just about any, like, almost all of them. How ironic would it be if you name your child Alicia Keys and she grows up to play the piano? No, that's not her name. You know,
that's not her name.
It's not her legal name.
No, really.
Yeah, I mean, you can, and this is, I do this sometimes. You know, you can Google anything. You literally type in, what is blankety blank's real name? So type in, what is Alicia, how do we get on the subject? Alicia Keys. Now, as soon as you type in, you've been looking at me, I'm looking on the computer and I've been smiling because of the, you know, you type in a little bit and it fills it in.
Yeah.
So you type in, I put in, what is
Alicia Keys? You're typing in potatoes and it goes straight to porn every time.
Right. Like, how did you know?
It depends on your search history.
That I like. No, it's like Alicia Jello Cook. Jello?
She cooks Jello?
Something like that. A-U-G-E-L-L-O. A-U-G-E-L-L-O. Is her middle name. Her last name is Cook.
What's wrong with Cook?
There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying, it happens a lot of times. It's that's very common. Of course, you know, nobody names their child Lady Gaga. Unless your name
is... They might, and it should be illegal, but they might.
You know what? Now we might see them. They might see them coming into.
I don't really care for her much.
But
she makes some like catchy songs here and there, but I don't really like her that much.
Yeah, I had to fight. To not like her, I had to stop fighting. I gotta tell you, I got a little crush on Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah,
I really do like her music, and she dances kind of funny, but so do I. So, whatever.
Oh no, you don't get the dancing from the white guy part of it, do you?
Actually, no, it's not a good thing, or not a bad. My father actually. My mother and I have an older sister, his previous wife. He's actually a great dancer.
That's just a stereotype anyway. I dance okay.
Yeah, him and his wife previous to my mother, my father and his wife previous to my mother, they would, they apparently did a bunch of disco competitions and won several That's disco crazy. Dancing competitions.
Nice.
Back in the 70s when they were together.
Back when disco was still alive.
Yeah, and I guess that might even gone to the 60s a little bit. My sister was born in 73. So, I mean, at least the early 70s. I don't know how long they knew each other before my sister was conceived. But, he was like, apparently this awesome dancer. I know my mother said that she went out dancing with them, or with him several times.
That'll bond a lot of relationships, though. I mean, people that can, like... dance and go out and have fun with one another.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot to that.
Yeah. The thing that really killed their relationship is that they would go out and dance, and then he would drink, and then he would be physically abusive to her.
Oh!
That was the part that... Yeah.
No, I never respect that. That's hard for me. That's...
You know what happened a few months ago? My mother, who legally is married to another man now, the relationship is over, and it's not a secret. But it's just a legal thing. She is married. To another guy.
Gotcha.
But then a couple months ago, she went and spent the weekend with my father. I have never heard her say... Now, she doesn't, like, talk bad about him. She's told me that. You're never going to hear me say this motherfucker here. Like, I mean, I'll be honest with you about that's him, good. But I'm not just going to badmouth him for the sake of badmouthing him.
That's good. Exactly. That's part of the problem I had with my childhood, the people that were in charge of me. Mm-hmm. They did that really badly. Once I found out I had another dad, I mean, they talked bad about him a lot.
But all they've ever heard was that he's a good dancer, and he would get drunk and be physically abusive. And that my sister's mother, he got her shot. There was an issue where he was with both of them, my mother and my sister's mother, and he told my sister... He told my sister's mother that they were going to get married when he was already married to my mother. Mm-hmm. So my sister's mother finds out through my sister, who at this time is like 7.
And they're both black women.
Yes, they're both black. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I met her. She's the sweetest lady. She could fit into like my black side of my family. Like we wouldn't even know that she wasn't related to us. And nobody would care anyway, the way my family is. Nobody would care. You get a plate, grab some food, sit down, let's talk, play spades. It's awesome.
Spades. Yeah. We played spades and so
long. So she apparently, she went over and confronted him. This is about 1980. So my sister is, she's born in 73, so she's about seven. And so my sister's mother finds out that the man she thinks she's going to marry is already married to my mother. And she finds this out through her daughter, my sister. So she goes to confront my father. Yeah. And then they get into a fight and she gets scared. So she locks her, Miss TJ, that's her name. Miss TJ is my sister's mother. Miss TJ goes to my father, Larry, and goes into his house and they get into an argument. And she gets scared. She ends up locking herself in the bathroom. Now, my father is a lawyer. He's not some deadbeat loser in life. He's a lawyer. And
but he's a deadbeat dad.
Yeah. He totally does not taking care of his kids. And I don't know, Alyssa's 1980, so I don't know exactly what he did at that point, but he was probably on his way to becoming very successful. And he called the police and said someone had broken into his house. So then when they open the door, he says she's got a gun. The police shoot her.
What?
They've shot Ms. TJ, my sister's mother. My father says that she's got a gun. They shoot her. She actually made a full recovery. It took over a year. I'm finding this stuff out, you know, after the fact. Now I'm an adult and I'm finding like all these dark secrets about my family's past. Awful. And that's one thing that he did. My sister said oftentimes she couldn't remember being very young. I told you that they did dancing disco competitions.
Yeah.
So sometimes she said she didn't know whether or not they were dancing or fighting, because she knew they did both.
Oh, right.
She right. remembers being confused as to whether or not they were dancing yeah. or fighting. Mm-hmm. That man was having sex with my mother a couple of weeks or maybe a few months ago. Like they spent the weekend together. And my mother is in to me, she is the level headed of the level headed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had, under the fire of everyone else in the family, she had power of attorney over her father.
Mm.
She was the one. She's right. the one who's going. She put him in a home because that is where the care is. Yeah. Yes, everyone loves him. They want to spend. Because my grandfather passed away about a month ago. The whole family wants to spend.
Mine was about the same, I think.
Okay. About a month ago. The whole family, they want to spend his last days. They want him to be around him. But my family was fighting, and we can't take care of him like the hospital can take care of him. We just, don't compete with the hospital. They take care of people. That's what they do. So.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, doctors and nurses.
Yeah.
And versus,
yeah.
you know, people that.
Actually, my grandfather died maybe just a few weeks after he got released from it was a halfway house, halfway between the hospital and home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like a recovery unit because before he wasn't taking his meds right, they found him like wandering down the street,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I was glad that he was in a home, but since he owned land, he had no income, other than what the government was giving him.
Mm-hmm.
And since he owned his own land, they revoked him. He couldn't get, the government wouldn't pay for him to stay there.
Oh, okay.
They're like, well, you could pay for it because you could sell all that land and be able to pay for it.
Right.
You know? But so, we're not paying for it. So he had to go back home, and he can only rely on my brother, who is 10 years younger than me and very inexperienced in life. And he's also, he just doesn't take care of himself, much less anyone else. But it didn't take long. Mm-hmm. I guess, he moved back home and things
turned out pretty quick. Health issues with his body? Or
he was 76 years old. I mean, he was old.
Okay.
And I think his biggest issue was depression from his wife dying. It had been not even a year, I don't think.
That's very common.
He had been wrestling with that. And we had someone come over to the house, one of the sisters. That's what we call him, one of the sisters.
Uh-huh.
Came over, gave him booze. He used to be an alcoholic earlier in life. She gave him booze, and then they just cleaned his house out of the stuff that she wanted. She didn't confirm with, she didn't talk to any of the rest of the family. Oh, okay, let's sit down and see what everybody wants. Let's split stuff up, because there's heirlooms. There's, quilts that she had made. butter churns, all kinds of, especially like old timey stuff, like passed down from earlier generation, I mean, older generations of the family. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, it was pretty rough. I mean, when people die in a family, that's when you really find out who people are. Mm-hmm. Like how much they'll go behind your back to get shit that's like exactly get in there before happening. You do, you know, and of course exactly. I'm overseas the whole time. I feel powerless. Can't
do anything.
You can't do anything.
How did we know? I didn't know we had this much in common.
Yeah. Well, you sit down and you're trying to tell your family story. And if you have to explain which dad you're talking about or which cousin or, you know, you have to explain, it's like, well, they were my cousin, but really just kind of by marriage, but we felt like we were really cousins, you know, that type of thing. There's so many families out there that exactly like that. Mm-hmm. You know, there really are.
Yeah, I feel like I'm power. I can't do it. I don't know what I'd do if I was there, but but it was just my mother. She was by herself. My father, my grandfather had Alzheimer's, so
that's rough.
Alzheimer's, and he appointed her to be power of attorney because when you look at everyone in my family, she has the most credibility without a criminal record or a drug habit. Which a lot of people in my family love him to death. Really, I do. But I mean, now this is a serious thing. She's in control of his life because now he back when he had enough mind to realize that it was leaving. His mind was leaving him.
We're killing people here.
Oh,
we're playing footsie again. We gotta watch that.
Sorry. Okay. Didn't I tell you?
We adjusted. Okay.
What do we want?
Oh man.
God hates faggots.
Apparently so.
And well, the only point I was making was that I was telling like my parents like hooked up. It was weird to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've hooked up since they separated, which was shortly after my sister was born in 1982. I know they hooked up at least twice since then. Myself and I have a brother born in 1989.
Nice. It's a reoccurring theme, I guess.
Yeah.
How did your family feel, though?
When you fully
came out to them, or have you fully came out to them?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So, I mean, pretty much all the family or just the closest?
My mother's side of the family that I talked to.
Yeah.
Everyone that lives in California. Excuse me. First, I came up to my mother, and then later, I was 17, I came up to this to my family.
Yeah.
My grandmother, the event was, I was at my grandmother's house, and we were talking. One of her friends from church was over. They were talking about my brother's girlfriend. My brother had a girlfriend. He's a heterosexual. He has girlfriends. And then the subject came to.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah. Where's your girlfriend, Kevin? I was pissed off about something.
Oh.
I don't remember what it was.
How old were you?
17.
17, okay.
And I'm trying to, I'll still be respectful. Like, I wasn't one of those rude kids. I don't want to be rude to anything. I don't like this woman, but I don't want to disrespect her.
Exactly.
And you know, she's my grandmother's friend, so I'm trying to be nice, but I'm upset. All right. Yeah. And so in my head, I'm like, all right, bitch. I'm giving you one chance.
It's that beast in your head.
I'm giving you one chance. So why she asked me about my girlfriend, I said, I don't have a girlfriend. All right, bitch.
She kept digging.
All right, bitch. That's it. You turn over one more rock. Why don't you have a girlfriend, Kevin? All right. I'm gay. My grandmother screamed and started crying. She got over it very quickly. But
be a shock to the system.
I don't see how she didn't figure it out already.
Right.
But I'm 17, never had a girlfriend.
Right.
But I guess I never had a boyfriend either. So I don't know. I think I really believe she was more embarrassed just because, like, this is her friend from church. And this woman had the biggest mouth. So now everyone's going to know that she has a gay grandson.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, which...
I can say how family members take that really personally, like...
Yeah.
Well, you're not worth the shit. Hell, you got a gay grandson. You know, what's wrong with your family? You know, it's like pointing fingers.
Like her shit don't stink either.
Exactly. Oh, but, your shit stinks worse. You got a gay grandson.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like it has anything to do with it. I remember my grandfather, the one that recently passed away. My aunt was in like another room, but she heard the conversation. She had been, and I knew she had been asking me questions. She had already got a clue. And so she overheard it, and she's like, "I knew he was gay.
I knew it.
I knew motherfucker was soft." That's what she said. "I knew he was soft." Just like that.
I knew he was soft.
I knew he was soft. That's hilarious. And she went and told my grandfather. I think actually my cousin. I have a she's about 4 years younger than me. Cousin. Mm-hmm. She told my grandfather, who was in the other room. My grandfather said, "What? Kevin's gay." Then he came into the living room, and he said, "Kevin, I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday. Can you drive me?" That was it. Mm-hmm. So I think for him, and then he still would talk about, like, you know, there's women all over the world. Yeah, this was 2005. Mm-hmm. So when so he was, we didn't realize it at the time. Now we see he had already started losing it around that time.
I got you. Yeah.
So I don't know if he really understood.
Yeah, his reality wasn't whole. It wasn't right. Just wasn't quite right.
Yeah. But we just couldn't see it at that point. So I don't know how much he understood. But
yeah,
I know I heard him say, "Kevin's gay," and then he went and talked to me and asked me to drive him to his doctor's appointment. And I did drive him to the doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And he'd always talked about women after that. So I think for him, he wasn't comfortable talking about it in any capacity.
Yeah.
This is the guy from the South, been raised in the church, you know, hallelujah, yeah, praise Jesus.
Yeah.
That, so I think he was so uncomfortable with it, he didn't even want to talk about it with, yeah, me, to the point he would talk about, like, women as though he thinks I'm going to get with a woman. For me, that's fine. For me.
Well, I just hate that when it comes to religion and this type of issue,
mm-hmm,
it just, it bums me out that the people who, it's hard to say, like, the first part of the Bible, the people who wrote that were so ignorant. And I don't mean that bad. I'm ignorant of many things.
Right.
Ignorant just means you don't know about it.
Right.
But those people who wrote this stuff were ignorant of many things in this world. They didn't understand how the sun came up. They didn't know the world spun.
Right.
You know, they didn't understand how that stuff works. They were just trying to figure stuff out and explain stuff, have a way to explain how, you know, people are born and all this stuff. Oh, it must be a God somewhere doing all this stuff, you know, putting, mm-hmm, us on earth. And it went from Mesopotamia, where Iraq is now, you know, and it's traveled all the way to the United States, you know, like,
mm-hmm,
with Christianity and stuff. And, but with the things that we know nowadays, we're still holding certain people to standards that were set back then when ignorant people were writing,
right,
rules down. It's like,
right,
you know, like, did you know that a woman should not travel any further than one day's camel ride?
From where? No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah. A woman should not travel by herself any further than one day's camel ride.
Oh, by herself. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like those crazy laws in the United States that are, like, so old. Like, you shouldn't harpoon a whale from a moving vehicle.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
I know,
you know, like, there's crazy laws like that, like, if you look them up.
There was, I know, like, it was illegal. Like, sodomy was illegal until,
mm-hmm,
a few years ago, yeah, like, in some states.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, there's a law, you can't beat your wife with any stick bigger than your thumb. And it has to be on the steps of the courthouse or something like that.
I've heard that one.
Yeah. So, like, the rule of thumb, that's where that comes from. Rule of thumb. The stick, yeah, can't be bigger than your thumb when you're beating your wife with it.
I've heard that. I've heard that. That is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we need to wrap up this podcast for now. But, Kevin, thanks for coming by.
Sure.
Always glad to have you.
And, yeah, we'll do this again anytime.
Yeah. And, boys and girls, stay sane. Don't hate people just because they think different than you. So, all right. Control that beast in your head. Control it.
That means atheists, too. Don't hate Christians because they're stupid. Accept them because they're in your life. It's like sometimes they do things for you. They do things for you. And sometimes, yeah, you just have to, like, just kind of, yeah, just accept it. Suck that dick and just accept it. Like, all right, this sucks. You're Christian. Whatever. Don't talk to me about it, but you're Christian. All right, I accept you.
Even though you don't accept him. You see how that works?
Sometimes it's like that.
See, you see how that works?
We tried to say bye. Now here we go again.
Okay, so fuck off, people.
result. Big bang.